It's one day before the end of the Mayan calendar. It is 6:38 in the morning. I'm on my way out to Stone Mountain Golf Club to serve my time. Actually, to work, not serve my time. I have a pretty good time out there. I've had a pretty good couple of weeks in my training run. But things are starting to fall apart once again. I seem to get these odd little injuries as I go along. Now I've got, I don't know if it's a glute, is that what they call a butt muscle? It's sore, and now it feels like I'm getting a, I don't know if you call them a hip pointer or whatever they are, but it hurts on the side of your hip. I did a 4-mile run yesterday, and after about 3 miles, I really wanted to start limping, but I didn't. I was doing an easy run walk, too. That's the bad part, and it still hurt. But I managed to get it in, so I've run 2 days this week, and since I'm working out at the golf course today and tomorrow, I'm planning on doing a bike trainer workout after I get off work. I usually get off about noon or 1 o'clock, then I'll come home and do a bike trainer workout for about a half hour. And then on the weekend, I'll try to do my long run. Hopefully, my butt muscle won't bother me as much. Tried to use a foam roller the other day, and I mean, I get on that trigger point, and it just kills you when you're doing it. And I thought that would roll it out, but it didn't seem to do much good. I guess you just got to do that consistently over and over to work that thing out if it's in there really tight. 'Cause I guess I don't know if the muscle's knotted up or what it is, but it hurts. But it's not like plantar fasciitis was, let me put it that way. I don't plan on not running because my butt muscle hurts. Last week, I really had a down week. I just decided I was going to take it easy because that muscle had started hurting, and I thought, well, if I rest it now, maybe I'll get over it quick. And then I ran day before yesterday. Didn't bother me that day. Did a magic mile workout. But yesterday, just doing a 4-mile easy run, it did bother me. I had an interval workout scheduled, and I changed it on the way out the door because I figured, well, if I'm hurting, I don't want to do intervals. It'll just aggravate it more. So I skipped my interval workout and just ran 4. And I'm supposed to do my 2 bike rides. And then I think Saturday I scheduled myself a 3-mile easy run. And then on Sunday a long run, about 7 miles. Not real long. So we'll see how that works out. I mean, if it starts hurting, I'll just, you know, quit. Walk back to the car and call it a day and maybe ride my bike some more. Because I'm not going to overdo it and end up getting injured where I'm out for half a year like with my plantar fasciitis was. So I'm almost at the golf course. I'll let you go and give you another update some other morning, maybe tomorrow. See you later. Well, now I got to figure out a way to get over this injury. My hip is sore in my lower back, so I'm not sure what to do. Morning, everyone. This is Ron once again. Just got finished with what was going to be an easy run, an easy long run at Stone Mountain, and it turned out to be a short run walk, mostly walk. Well, the majority of it, well, I did a run walk, but it was a 40-second walk and a
25-second run. That, I mean, and it hurt the whole way. It's like my right hip in the back, like your glute muscle, whatever, and your and my lower back on that right side are really, really sore. And what was weird is when I first started running, it was almost like I lost strength in my right leg when I started out. It just almost felt like it was going to buckle. But then after I got moving and did some run walk over a little bit period of time and got limbered up more, I guess it got a little bit better, but it still was sore the whole time. I did manage to get in 4 miles, which wasn't my original plan. My original plan was to get in 8 miles, doing a 30-30 average in a 13-30 pace or better. But that didn't happen, so I took what I could get. I had a, I guess it was a 4 mile run walk, averaging just over 16 minutes a mile. I mean, I did get in 4 miles. Maybe I ought, while I'm doing this injury recovery thing, maybe what I ought to do is do my, I lost my train of thought. I'm leaving Stone Mountain driving and the cop just went by me, so I don't know. I just kind of watched him go by, see what he was up to. Anyway, where was I? I just, you know, I had a few weeks back there of really good runs. I felt good. I was doing my magic mile. I was doing my intervals. I was doing my long runs, all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, last week, well, what happened is I ran 2 days the week before. Then last week, I ran on, I guess it was Tuesday, and I felt okay. Then when I ran on Wednesday, I was going to do an interval workout because I'd done a magic mile the day before. And I don't know, I started running. I was at Bethesda Park, and I got this pain in my hip for no apparent reason that I could think of. I mean, it wasn't like I fell down and hurt my hip or ran into something and hurt my hip or any of that stuff. And I don't recall it bothering me on my magic mile run. I mean, I did a slow magic mile run. It was just under 10-minute pace, something like 9:55. And I only did 3 miles that day. I mean, I did a mile warm-up, the magic mile, and a mile cool-down. So then when the next day I was going to do my intervals, I got out there and I went, oh, I just think I'm going to do an easy run, just take it easy because I don't really feel like an interval workout. Well, I don't know, maybe that was some kind of prediction because I started hurting doing that run walk. It just wasn't good. I mean, I got it in. I got 4 miles on the run walk, and I averaged 13-something minute pace doing a 30-30, but it did get sore right at the end where it did hurt pretty bad. So then I didn't run for Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I took those days off to see what would happen, and today's Sunday, and I went out, I just left Stone Mountain, and I thought, well, maybe things are better. Well, my first step of running, I walked for 40 seconds, then I started a 20-second run, and my right leg just felt like it was going to give way at first, but then I just kept going, and it got better, but only in it didn't feel like it was losing strength. It still hurt. It hurt more going downhill than it did uphill. And it didn't hurt as bad on the trails as it did on pavement. I went over on the trail for a little bit too. So I ended up getting 4 miles in. And I guess when I get home, I'm going to ride my bike trainer to get some more miles in. And then I've got to figure out what in the world to do to break this injury cycle. I haven't been going to a fitness center and doing any kind of exercise for quite a long time. And I'm a member at a Fitness 19. And so I think what I'm going to start doing is start going and doing some core workout stuff, because that must be where it's all breaking down. Is I'm thinking my lower back must have caused this to start with, compensating for something aching back there, and then my right butt muscle started hurting, and then now my hip's killing me, and my butt muscle and my right leg in general. Just when I do that, I compensate in how I stride. So then my knee hurt, you know, my knee started hurting, and, you know, it just goes on and on. So I'm just going to have to figure out what in the world to do to get this thing straightened out. In the meantime, if I'm going to go out and walk, so I can walk, okay, and do that relatively pain-free. I mean, I can't say it doesn't hurt at all, but it doesn't hurt. You know, it's not a pain that gets worse as I walk. So maybe I can do my bike workouts, do some walking, and start going to the fitness center and working on some strength training, because I gotta quit this stuff. I know I'm old. You know, I'm sure that all works into it too, but hey, there's people older than me that's out there running and not being injured, so I'm going to do something about it and get straightened out, because I just am tired of this. You know what? Just tired. So, I'll see you later.
I almost forgot. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and I guess I'll talk to you after the first of the year.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.